Stargazer time. That weekly opportunity to find out what's happening in the massive universe around our tiny planet and what we might be looking for in our island skies. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, for this week's report. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter can be seen this week rising in the east during sunrise. All three planets are quite bright in the morning sky, so they should be easy to spot. Now, the moon this week is full, meaning, of course, that stargazing here in the islands will be rather challenging until the moon begins to wane over the weekend.
Now, we have an exciting topic today in terms of things happening in the universe, this one relating to space mining.
That's right. It's political news this week, and developments that could mean the business of space mining is finally taking off. Quite literally. Congress passed a bill that would allow U.S.-based companies to claim mineral rights on the moon, the asteroids, and other celestial bodies. This bill would also allow these companies to sell any of the material mined in space.
Huh. So this sounds like the concept of space mining is being taken pretty seriously.
Yep. Washington is taking space mining very seriously, especially with recent developments in technology and spacecraft designs that finally make mining a viable economic generator in the future.
And Christopher, what kind of dough you think is out there?
Well, for this to become a viable economic activity, the profit must outweigh the cost. Right now, traveling to space, as you know, is costly business. But with all the recent developments in private spaceflight and technology, the price is set to come down. Now, when we talk about how much money is there to be made, well, it's astronomical. A single asteroid can contain trillions of dollars worth in metals, minerals, and valuable ices. And for all intents and purposes, there are an unlimited amount of asteroids out there. Not to mention comets and everything else.
We're in the wrong business. We got to get a spaceship and head on out there. Anything on the environmental front, mining sometimes on Earth seems a little treacherous.
Well, luckily, places like the moon and the asteroids do not have any ecosystems to destroy. They are just barren, sterile lumps of rock, metal, and ice. The great thing about mining in space is that there is zero environmental damage. And by mining in space, we can be saving our own ecosystems here on the Earth.
Sounds like a plan.
Get that pick and shovel ready.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you very much for our report.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.